for all of us, no matter who we are, what we believe, where we live, how rich or poor, black or white, tall or short, whatever. There is a tension in our hearts between good and evil. The question is, which one of those two is going to prevail in your life, good or evil? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So you buy two puppies. One of them is one of those tiny white fluff balls that grow up to be all of 6 inches tall. The other one is a big black Doberman. So here's the question, which one of those two puppies is going to grow up to be the biggest and the strongest out of the two? Answer, the one you feed. It's the same with us. We all have a dark side, that selfish side, that malicious side, that dishonest side. And if we live in that darkness, if we feed that darkness, then that's who we become. The Bible talks about that as being our flesh, our carnal side, if you will. But then God sends Jesus along, and those who believe in him receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. One of the Holy Spirit's principal tasks is to make the likes of you and me holy, clean, to get rid of the darkness. Romans chapter 8, verses 5 to 8. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. When you think and live according to your own desires, that's feeding the darkness. When you think and live according to the things of the Spirit, that's feeding the light. One's death, the other is life and peace. So, which one are you going to feed? That's God's word, fresh for you today. Friend, there is such incredible power in God's word to overcome the evil that wants to dwell in each one of us. Power that God wants to speak into whatever it is that you're going through at the moment. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.